There's 180 registered quarries in Donegal, and you've audited 17, and the reason why is that they're the 17 quarries that are related to the manufacture of concrete blocks, but there's 180 quarries in Donegal. So just to be clear, you've done an audit on less than 10%. Is that fair to say? Yeah.
We only carry out market surveillance on economic operators that produce construction products.
Okay. There's a perception that all quarries in Donegal were audited. There's 180 quarries in Donegal, 17 were audited for the reasons that you've explained. I just want that on the record. The quarry that was responsible for the vast majority of defective concrete blocks in Donegal, was that quarry audited as part of the 17? Was that quarry one of the 17 quarries that was audited? And I prefer not to name them, but I think you know who I'm referring to. Can only
yes,
be.
Yes, they were actually sampled, tested, but they're actually not producing blocks anymore.
Okay. They were sampled. But were they one of the 17 quarries that were audited?
Yes.
They are one of the 17. Okay, that's important. So that's clear. They were one of the 17 that were audited. Now, in terms of the EN12620, there's the SR16 process, okay? Now, under that SR16 process, there's a geological and petrographic assessment required, and that's required on an ongoing basis. So once you have the first assessment, I think it's every 3 years then. I want to be clear, in terms of the 17 quarries that you looked at, did you examine the geological and petrographic assessments for each one? Was that looked at, including the one that I'm most concerned about?
Yes, we did. That was the first thing we do. So we have essentially a methodology for when we're looking at quarries, when we're requested to provide technical assistance. The first thing we do is we look for the geologist's report, and we'll go through that and evaluate it essentially to see, does it make sense? Does it reflect what we know about the geology based off our own mapping of our aggregate potential products? And then, based on that, we'll assign a priority for inspection to a particular quarry. So one of the things we'll be looking for example, would there be caveats in the geologist report? So does the geologist identify it as a significantly variable lithology, or does the geologist identify areas that would be of trouble? And if that's the case, then that would be somewhere which obviously is of higher priority for a visit than someplace where the geologist says this is consistently the same material across the across the geology.
There is a profound concern in Donegal that the geological and petrographic assessment that would have been carried out for the quarry that we're most concerned about needs to be re-evaluated and assessed. Like, are you happy now that's that particular quarry, from a geological and petrographic perspective, has a clean bill of health at this point, or do you feel it needs further examination?
Well, we haven't got access specifically as an inspection to that quarry. It was closed any time we visited it, so we're not aware that it is currently producing material. So that was our brief, was to follow up on on facilities that are currently producing.
Okay, this is a question for Fergal Quigley, right? We're talking about a quarry here that sadly is the source of the vast majority of the defective concrete blocks, thousands of public and private buildings. And nobody can tell me today if there has been an independent examination from a geological and petrographic perspective of whether that's... Nobody can give... Is that, am I right in saying that as we speak here today in the year, almost the year 2023, that we don't have that? Is that fair to say?
I'm not aware of in terms of the past history we were dealing with, in terms of the discussion today, it was on the generality of the system now in place, and in terms of reporting on the audit.
But I'll phrase it as, because you can't give me assurance, will you assure this committee that you will now, following today, order an urgent examination of this particular quarry in terms of the geological and petrographic assessment that had been carried out, that be independently, urgently examined, including getting access to that quarry to do that? That's the least that the thousands of people that are affected, but absolutely life's destroyed here. One of the biggest scandals in the history of the state. Surely that assurance can be given. If it hasn't been done already, will you give an assurance it will be done after today?
The department has to operate within, in terms of the regulations that are laid down. We're talking about placing products on the market and the standards which operate, and we will operate within that. In terms of going into a non-producer, I can't comment. We probably need to take advice on that.
Okay.
But we'll consider.
Can you revert back to the committee when you get that advice?
We weren't. The topic of discussion today is not
No, that's the specifics. Fair enough. That's fair enough. I'm not trying to. You appreciate what I'm trying to do here is try to get assurances for people that we will learn the lessons of what led to this disaster and make sure they don't happen again. So I just ask that when you get that advice, will you revert back to the committee what action can be taken? Is that fair enough?
We'll come back to the committee, but just to say, I mean, our experience in pyrite and the effect of departments. And the mic issue has led to huge transformation and improvement.
Yeah.
As we can see the work today on the NSAI and the National Market Surveillance Office and the good work that's been done and the standards that we can now stand over and the recommendations that there is further investment and training and resources needed in this space. So it's all part of that continuous journey.
Yeah, but you will revert back around. The particular quarry that left the vast majority of homes the way they are.
We'll report back.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.